One.
Blog Talk Radio.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
Want to say good evening to all. Again, those that are listening through the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/chaostalkwithDerekOliver, or you could be dialed in our phone number 845-277-9094. We're live tonight, and we just want to welcome you, and hopefully that you will get something out of it on tonight. And most importantly, again, we just want to thank you for joining us for another show. Again, my co-host, my wife, Miss Kay, you there? Can you hear me?
I am here. Good evening and happy Monday, everybody.
All right. Happy Monday. We're going to start the show off. First and foremost, I want to, I want to send my condolences to the Morgan family. Pastor Morgan passed away yesterday. He was a good friend of mine. More importantly, it was my mother's pastor. I have a couple aunts that's been under him for many, many, many years, and he passed away on yesterday morning. It was 10:45 in the morning. So my heart and my mind is really with that situation right now. But we're going to try to push through this show on tonight. I'm going to piggyback off of what we heard in service yesterday. When you feel like you got to be strong for everybody and you feel like there's no one there for you, and I really haven't had an opportunity to speak with my wife the way I needed to speak with her before we did the show. So she's going to be getting bombarded with a bunch of questions blindfolded because I'm just going to go from what I really wanted to talk about today. I'm not going to talk about it because I just don't feel led to talk about it. But I just want to ask a couple questions and I may even take a question or two, but I'm just going to ask you, Kay, when you feel like you have nothing or no one that will understand what you're going through or how you feel. Now, yesterday, it just hit me and it just didn't bother me all day because I know a few people who are hurting and there's nothing I can do. And I feel as if my words isn't enough. And then I feel like there's other things where you feel like you everything for everybody, but there's no one there for you. And I'm just trying to figure out how do you maneuver without getting in the way of what the Lord is doing.
Huh. Well, before I answer that, can you open us up in prayer?
Okay. I mean, Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for being with us on tonight, Father God. Father God, we ask that you just be with us tonight, strengthen us tonight, give us the words to use tonight, Father God, if anything in us is not like you, we ask that you forgive us for it, Father God. We ask for your forgiveness for all knowing and unknowing things, Father God. Father God, we ask that we give the word that you would have us to give on tonight, Father God, and give the listener a ear that they may be able to hear something, Father God. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So I had to pray because I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard because we all have situations where we feel like we're in it by ourselves and nobody understands. And not only that, sometimes you just don't want to put your business out there. So it's kind of like you're dealing with it on your own. So the only way that me personally, I can, you know, move forward is I got to keep talking to the Lord because I'm like, I'm just talking to him like he's sitting right there. And I just, whatever I'm feeling, I'm going to get it off my chest and I'm going to let him know how I'm feeling as if he didn't know how I was feeling. But, you know, I'm voicing how I feel about it, the pain, the tears. Whatever I feel, I'm just going to say it because I may not have a person that I can actually, you know, go to that I trust enough with how I'm feeling. And when you're dealing with, you know, people who have experienced loss as far as someone being really, really close to them that they've been with for a number of years, a lot of the times there are no words that you can say. You know, you just let them know, I'm here if you need me. I mean, a lot of the times we say too much anyway, and, you know, the timing is not right. So it goes back to the scripture that the pastor read yesterday, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. So you gotta let the Spirit leads you and tell you when to speak and when not to speak. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you a question with, you know, when you're dealing with a loss and you have people who are hurting and then they look for you for understanding and yet they throw you a curveball. And you like, okay, you know, I'm minding my own business and, you know, I'm at work and I don't never answer my phone. But I see a lot of, you know, our area code come up, 330. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? So, you know, immediately I'm thinking, you know, I want to check and make sure everything is okay and fine. And here comes the drama. Here comes the first loophole. I'm already feeling some type of way. So I already know the answer to the question that was asked to me today. I already know the answer, and I already know pretty much how to deal with it. But I feel, let's just say I was asked a question. I was asked, would I be interested in something that I'm not interested in? The Lord didn't tell me. But at the same time, dealing with a loss, and then you have, I'm not going to say family, but like family members want to stir up some stuff. And then you really don't know what to say, because if you really say what you really feel, it's really not being led by the Spirit. So you got to be careful, but you also know what you're not going to do. And it just seems like it's messy. But then again, I don't know if they were doing this to be messy or because they're lashing out because they're hurting.
Yeah, I mean, it could be both. Some people are messy, and you know that. And then some people, you know, if that's their character, if that's how they normally are, you'll know if they're, you know, if it's coming from a place of hurt. So,
but you know,
what I've learned during this time. But during this time, you got to kind of like not take everything that everybody says to heart, because you know, like you said, some people lash out and hurt, and some people, the people that we know, they do get messy, and they like drama. So you got to know the type of people you're dealing with.
Which I really don't know these people like that, and it's kind of like, okay, you know, it kind of got my, what I want to say, kind of got me lost for words. And again, the thing that I'm talking about is, like I said, I lost like a family member, you know, my mother's pastor. And, you know, we've been cool for a long time. And over the last year, he just got out of, I really don't want to go into the details of it, but, you know, we was working with him. His church and his leaders was studying, well, they were on Blog Talk when we did Bible study on Tuesday night to see how we get an idea. And they started that back in June, right after Mother's Day. And for about 8 weeks, they were on listening to all our Bible studies. And, you know, so I have a rapport with some people. And, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, my mind is a little shocked right now. So I'm going to have you carry us a little bit. But I just wanted to ask the question, you know, how do you... you know, go forward and not go forward, but you don't want to, you want to be led. And I don't want to be led by the Spirit and don't want myself to get in the way. And I feel myself getting in the way, even though I already know the answer to the question that was already asked of me or going to be asked of me. I already know it. But at the same time, it's not an appropriate time to have the conversation. So have you ever been in a situation where a conversation comes up, but it was inappropriate to have the conversation at that particular time? How do you deal with it, or how do you move forward with it?
You mean like insensitive, like it was like the wrong time to be asking something like that?
Yes.
I mean, you just got to be honest, like, look, this is not the right time. We can pick this up at a later date. Focus on what's going on right now. I mean, you just have to cut it off. I mean, if you're going to entertain it, then they're going to keep asking you and asking you. But if you just cut it off, like, look, this is not the right time. I need to deal with this right now. And then we can pick this back up later. That's the best answer that I can give.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, but it's different. And tell me if I'm wrong. If I was just there, just me with no title, no nothing, just me, even seem like it's different. But because there's a title, there's a reverence of respect, and also being a mentor in certain areas, it's just like, okay, if I tell people they can come to me, and then they come to me, now I'm saying it's inappropriate. It's like I'm running from something.
Well, you can't.
And then it's
kind of
hard
to
talk about.
It's either they're asking you something at an insensitive time, or they're not. I mean, if you can speak to them and keep it moving, then do that. But if you can't, then no, there's no time to be babysitting people. Either you can say whatever you need to say when you need to say it, or don't say nothing. Just keep it moving. I mean, I don't know the situation that you're speaking of, because, again, like you said, we haven't talked about anything today. So whatever the situation is, make sure you put what's priority first before you try to do everything else outside of everything else. The pastor said yesterday, you can't be everything for everybody all the time. And that's pretty much it. Do what you can, and whatever you can't do, you can't do.
Okay. Okay, we got you. We got you. It's just a difficult situation. That's all. Caught me by surprise. And to move forward and you see, we can't be everything for everybody. And yet again, I think myself, and I can only speak for myself, always trying to be there. It's hard that when you can't or you don't, and this is just to me, you feel like you're letting people down.
But the thing is, though, what you're saying, I don't understand the situation that you're speaking of. If you can be there, be there. But if you can't, you can't. I mean, I don't know. Do what you can, and let the Lord lead you on what to say yes to and what to say no to.
Well, the answer, you're right. You're right. Let me move on, because I don't want to. I may have some people listening. They don't need to be listening. But anyway, we want to talk about how to as Christians. Should we, and you know, I'm all in when it comes to anything with ministry. I'm just all in for it. How do you say, and I guess what I'm looking for is a scripture or a word. How do you say no to ministry?
Well, I don't think.
Okay, well, what we're talking about and what you were saying, and even somewhat what the pastor was saying yesterday, it's okay to say no. And I guess the feeling I got, because I felt like he was talking to me, and it just seemed like ironic, because right after church, you know, we get a phone call, and it's just like, wow. And then all of a sudden, you know, 24 hours later, you know, people have an agenda. Especially when people pass away, people have an agenda, and they want to do things their way. And yet you know they're hurting, and yet you want to be sensitive to them, but you also want to be firm and, okay, you can't, this ain't the right, this isn't the right time. You know, it ain't even been 3 days yet, but at the same time, a lot of people, especially in the church, when they talk about positions and all of that, this is what they strive for. This is what they fight for. This is what they do. And I know that because I've been in it my whole life. So there's a way that you have to, you know, be very careful, because if you allow yourself, your name can be spoken bad of. And then again, it could be spoken and you know, people can make up their own conclusions. Not that that really matters, but at the same token, you just got to be careful. And sometimes I didn't know during ministry, sometimes I'm starting to get the understanding you just have to say no to a lot of things.
Okay, so I'm going to make a correction on what you were saying. I thought you were saying something else. So I agree. You do have, like, the pastor said yesterday too, you're at your best when you rest. So you do need time to where, you can't say no to, I mean, you can't say yes to every little thing. If you're saying yes to this and yes to that, and what are you doing it for? That's what you got to look at it at the end of the day. Are you really doing this for the Lord, or are you just being a busybody, or are you just doing it because the people ask you to do it? Are you seeking the Lord to see if this is what he wants you to do, but because you got the invitation, you're just going to do it? So, again, it goes back to letting the Spirit lead you and letting the Spirit guide you on what you need to say yes to and what you need to say no to. Because every good blessing is not a God blessing. I mean, every good decision is not a God decision. So just because it sounds good doesn't mean that, you know, God is telling you to do that. You got to make sure you're hearing from him. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but, you know, a lot of people, and, you know, even with me, a lot of people make things sound good. And, you know, we've had the privilege since we've been doing this show, and I believe you were just talking, someone wanted to know what should they call you? And when you get into stuff like that, you know, but what I'm saying is when you get into stuff like that, it's kind of hard because, you know, if you say, if you just give a base, well, I don't want to be self-righteous, you just call me Derek or Brother Derek and leave it at that. Okay, are you running? And what I'm saying is I'm not saying you as an individual or people who listen, are you running away from your true calling? But if you say, okay, I am Elder Oliver and I have to, I can't act like everybody else. Like, there's a difference about me. So when a challenge comes up, is this a challenge for me to minister or is this me trying to fold and not answer the call? So when I say, do you ever say no in ministry? Is it a thing that, okay, I'm saying no because I don't want to be spiritual today. I don't want to be led by the Spirit. I don't want to seek counsel. I don't want to pray. I don't want to fast for the situation. Or am I saying no because that's the right thing to say? Because at the right time, I'm not equipped to handle the situation. Am I making sense? If I'm not making sense, please tell me.
As far as, I guess because I look at titles different, I'm going to respect anybody entitled with the title. At the same time, I'm still going to respect anybody that's a child of God, regardless. So,
I understand the respect part, but what I'm saying is because someone asks you to do something, if someone says, Sister Keisha, can you do X, Y, Z? Okay, they're calling you Sister Keisha. That's a boom. But if they say evangelist, Keisha, Oliver, can you do something? There's a difference. You see what I'm saying? There's a different weight.
I know, but people put titles, like, that's not my title. So that's why I can't speak because your title is, I don't have a title. I'm just Keisha. People put titles. I never said that I was any title. I'm just Keisha, period. Sister K, whatever. I didn't put no label. I didn't never call myself a title. So for me personally, I'm not a title person. It's like you can call me what, just call me by my name. That's all I ask. You know, I don't really care about the other parts. And I know what you're saying, but I'm not there. I'm just like, whatever. I don't need you to call me no title. So
but if
maybe that's me and my ignorance. I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I don't think it's anything. But if they did say it, would you feel some type of way? I mean, you have spoken behind the pulpit. You have had
I'm not
going to
feel no kind of way, but I don't consider myself that. But I'm not going to disrespect somebody and say, don't call me that. You know, I wouldn't do that. To me, that would be rude of me to do that. But I'm not going to be going around calling myself that because the Lord didn't tell me.
No, well, that. I mean, I don't think anyone go around calling themselves anything but other than what they do. What I'm saying is if God, and I guess what hit me today is if God called me, he prepared me for the situation. If he prepared me for the situation, why do I feel like I'm running from the situation when I already know the answer to the question? Why can't I just give a firm answer?
So why are you running? Okay, so that's where you need to start with right there. Why are you not being just be honest about the situation? Either it's a yes or it's a no. If there's no
Just say
the answer and leave it at that. The more you drag it out, the longer it's like, okay, just say it.
It's not that simple. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying because you can say no.
I mean, if you want to make it difficult, you can. But it's either yes or no. Those are the only two things that you could say. Because if you say maybe,
right,
then you're just leaving yourself open to, you know, people keep asking
I don't believe in maybes. Either you are or you're not. And like I said before, it's just situations.
But people got to get you trying to pray about things too. So you got to make sure that
you're not
where people are just wanting you to do stuff. You got to pray about stuff.
And see, that right there, what you're saying right there is what I mean when people can say, well, they say stuff like, take your time, pray about it, this, and they give you that church talk where your no should be no. But yet they can tell you or try to talk you and make you feel like you were called for this, you this, da, da, da. And, you know, they try to fill your head up. And see, this is what I was saying.
Doing it for, though? Who are you? That's what you need
see,
to. You need to see who you doing. You got to do it for the Lord, not because people. It's because people want you to do it all day long. Oh well, you got to
okay,
see what the
see,
Lord is saying.
What I'm saying.
Can't
is,
worry about what people are saying.
Well, true.
Go ahead.
But at the same time, listening to the word yesterday, And I'm not gonna say everybody. Maybe it's just a Derek thing, but sometime when you're in ministry, especially I hate to say as long as I've been in there, and I was always trained to always answer the call. You're equipped for it. You know, that's just me. Whatever the situation is, I can deal with
okay,
it.
Okay, well, you're going to run yourself to ragged.
Well,
you,
that's what I'm trying not to do. That's what I'm trying not to do, but at the same time.
Too, be careful. Learn to say no. So you got to be careful. Make sure that the Lord is telling you to do this, not the people, but the Lord.
Well, what I'm saying is, just like a pastor said what he said yesterday, which hit home to me, and it did hit home. A lot of times you have other people that have that same anointing, but yet still they can tell you, even though it's not the right answer, it still have that same effect. If you understand what I'm saying, it's like having. It's like you're getting your head filled up with stuff, and you already know the answer. You know the answer, okay, that's fine. But then someone's going to try to talk you. And when I say someone, it's not like an everyday church member that's saying that. This is someone that a little bit about the work, that's been on the battlefield. So now you're in between because you're listening to someone that you may trust. Or you may have I'm gonna get through it. We're gonna deal with it. We already know what the answer is. We already know what the Lord is going to do. It's just sometimes it's just funny how that message yesterday came right in on display right before my face. Yesterday, all day today, and it's just like, wow, this is crazy. And, again, my heart is heavy, because, I talk to my mother and she's not, dealing with things too well right now. In our conversation, I had to hear some things that I didn't want to hear from her again on today. And it's just like, wow. And then you talk to somebody that you've been mentoring for a while, and they have a meeting, and they want to talk to me about some nonsense, and it's just like, okay. And I'm like, Lord, okay, I do need a minute. I do need to take a break. I do need to sit down. And then you got someone in your ear, like, no, you're equipped for this. You can handle this. Don't sit down. You this is what you pray for. This is what you fight for. So, sometimes, even me can get, I guess I can say out of the will of God sometimes. Just because people are talking godly don't necessarily mean they're in the will of God. And sometimes you can get out of the will of God. And if you do get out of the will of God, you got to know how to get yourself back in because a lot of stuff sounds right. We was talking about some people, who likes to drink, and as long as they don't get drunk, you can have that conversation and you can be either right or it could be wrong. It all depends on what you do. I don't drink, so if I don't drink, I think that is wrong. But because someone have a sip of wine, that doesn't mean they're alcoholic. That don't mean they're getting drunk. That don't mean they're going to hell. That's just the way I think about it. Well, sometimes in that same, not speaking about wine, but sometimes when it comes to making a decision, it can all sound good, but yet you got to make the decision. And the decision you make will affect other people. So that's why I'm saying you got to be very careful with you know, how you handle things and how do you deal with things, because, A, people watching you, and sometimes your decision will have an effect on the people around you.
Well, that's why I said, just because it sounds like a good decision doesn't mean it's a God decision. So, and like you said, you do got to be mindful of the things that you do, because it can have a trickle-down effect for the people around you. So the best thing I can say is, you know, do what God is telling you to do. And, I mean, because people will put you in a position that God is not calling you to.
Exactly.
So
and
you
got to
make sure it's God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know, on one hand, we know it's God talking. It's just how do you move forward trying to be nice, because it's an insensitive time. Now, if this was just a regular thing we were going through, if it was just a regular day, a regular, you know, there would, you know, it would be cut and dry, you know, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. But the Lord has really been dealing with me on how to deal with certain things. Sometimes, some things don't need an answer. Some things you don't got to say nothing to, you just let it go. And I get it. I do get it. But one of the hardest things for me, because, you know, I feel if I don't respond, I'm quitting. And if you quit, I feel like, you know, you quit, that you're a quitter, you know. And if the Lord prepared you, you should be able to be, you know, I'm a soldier, you know, I'm equipped for it. I got equipment for this kind of stuff. I got words for this kind of stuff, you know. I'm battle tested, as they say. And on one side of me, I feel, you know, just come out blazing, you know, come out with all your weapons, just start firing, and whoever gets hit, you know. But, you know, the Lord is telling me as we move forward into the last part of the year, you know, you don't need to do all of that. Ain't no sense in getting upset. Ain't no sense in getting your blood pressure all worked up. Just leave it alone. I guess that's where we at tonight. I apologize if we seem like we all over the place tonight, but I really had some things going on, and I really probably should have just canceled my show just because my where my brain was. But sometimes you got to talk these things out. You got to get a word. You got to hear from somebody just to be able to know where you're going and how to get there without drama. You know, because a lot of people would love to be in the position I'm in right now. A lot of people would love to be like, whoa, okay, that's an easy decision. Let me do it, you know, and it's not that easy. It's not that easy. There's a lot of people whose souls are, and I didn't really think about it until today when I was talking to my mom about, you know, her pastor. You know, it really, really did something to me, because now they feel like they don't have no spiritual guidance, even though they're supposed to be following the word for themselves. They're supposed to be studying, but sometimes, you know, pastors become a crutch for a lot of people. And then when there's no more pastor, they don't know what to do, and they're hurting. And when they begin to hurt, it's like, okay, what are they going to turn to? Who they going to turn? Even though they have the training and you don't want to see, especially you don't know, no one want to see their mother or their aunt, you know, feeling like, you know, they feel. And I understand it's a grieving period, but at the same time, you want to be able to be there for them. And you know, that's just what I'm dealing with right now. You know, my mother, 83 years old, and I'm trying to, you know, she has health issues, and you don't want to hear them talking a certain way. And when they do, you try to, you know, and I know people say you should do this and that, you know, I know what I'm doing. I want to thank, and I know he's probably listening, Elder Bazaar. I want to thank him because I didn't even ask him, but he did go check on my mother and my aunt, and the thing, the reason I know they checked because they told me. I didn't have to tell him.
Always,
he did it
at
all.
Always there.
I appreciate that, but at the same time, even talking with him, it's like, okay, you know, it's one of them things you got to be careful with. Because things can get ugly real quick, and you try not to get involved. I try not to be involved in anything that's ugly. But at the same time, when you're going through things and you're trying to do the right thing, you know, the devil's always there to try to make you do the wrong thing. And we're just gonna try to keep ourselves lifted up. I think I told you, one of the hardest things I'm starting to figure out is, and I preach it 1,000 times, that encourage yourself like David did. Sometimes that's one of the hardest things to do. It's like a cliche. But when you're really trying to walk the way the Lord wants you to walk, it's really hard to sometimes encourage yourself because you have people. Sometimes you second-guess yourself. I should say that. And you second-guess it. And no matter what decision you seem like you're going to make or how you encourage, it seems like you're doing the, I don't know, how can I say it? It is hard to encourage yourself sometimes. And I'm starting to understand that David, it wasn't just that easy to encourage yourself. It's kind of hard because if you're dealing with certain situations, sometimes a bad situation seems good. And sometimes a good situation seems bad and you got to encourage yourself through it, and you don't have no one that can understand what you're going through because they just wouldn't understand it. I don't think no one will understand what in the world I'm going through. That's why I probably sound the way I sound right now. Only I can understand what I'm going through, and the Lord. Everyone else will probably just sit next to me, well, won't you read a scripture, pray about it? You know, just give you the basic things to say, just like my wife said, you know. But, you know, sometimes you need a little bit more than that. And when you need a little bit more than that, and like I said, like I heard the pastor say yesterday, sometimes you can be there for everybody, but when you need someone, it's like you're there by yourself. Not because people are not trying to be there, it's just that they don't have the understanding and they don't have the same, if I can use the word, level or where you're at. Because people can give you scriptures and they're like, okay, I know the scriptures. Okay, I know how to do it. I know how to pray. I know how to leave it with the Lord. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to, you know, I know how I'm supposed to respond. And yet I'm not responding the way I'm supposed to respond. That's the catch. That's the kicker. You know, if someone called me and say, you know, they're sick, they're not feeling well, they got this, I know exactly what kind of mode to go into. I know exactly how to deal with that situation, but it's not my, it's someone else's. But when I have my own situation, how do you deal with it? How do you speak word to yourself? How do you encourage yourself? You know, especially when you know how to pray, especially when you know scriptures, how do you encourage yourself over and over? That's what I'm talking about. That's living the life for Christ, when you in a situation and it's hard to encourage yourself. So that's where we're at right now. I feel like I'm just talking just to be talking, but that's what we got going on here at D&K. It still is an exciting time. We just, you know, go through things periodically, some good, some bad, some sad, and we got to deal with it because we still got to live on. We still got to move on for tomorrow. We still got to, you know, live and uplift other people that need uplifting. But to move forward, and I guess what I want to say, and I'm going to be done, wife, I'm going to let you take over, is the fact that it is okay to say no. It is okay to get you some rest. And it is okay, you know, to take a minute for yourself, because you're not going to be, I'm or you not going to be no good for nobody if you don't take a moment to regroup, refocus, and hear that voice again that you need to hear, which is the voice of the Lord, to be to move forward. So what I'm saying is it's okay to take some rest. You know, I found that out yesterday. It's okay. It's okay to be quiet. You know, you ain't got to always talk. Someone just texted me, you know, silence is golden. Yeah, it can be. It is. So, you know, as I learn, I'm going to bring it to you. And hopefully you'll be able to learn and from me and going through certain situations we're going through. It's kind of a hard thing to do sometimes is when you out there and everybody's watching you and how you're going to respond to certain things. And that's just where we at right now. Are you okay?
Okay. I'm here. I'm here. I think the hardest that we both encouraging ourselves. It's easy for us to, you know, pick up the phone or give a good word to somebody, but when it comes to you, or when it comes to me, you know. It's kind of like, okay, Lord, how do I deal with this? Like, because, you know, I've had situations where it feels like my heart is just ripped out. And it's like, okay, what do I do with this? How do I move forward with this? And it's like, you want to just scream. And a lot of times it's okay to scream. So it's okay. Scream, holler, yell, cry, whatever. I told my sister, if you got to throw something, throw something. Just do something to let it out. And I like to encourage myself when I know I'm at, okay, something got to give because I'll lose it in a minute if I don't get myself together. I love music, so I will put on some music. I will start singing. It doesn't even matter. But and I'm going to say this. Some people probably don't think I'm crazy, but they don't always – for me, it's not just church music that I'm singing to. I like Whitney. I'm going to put on something dancey for Whitney, and I'm going to dance. So I like to do some upbeat music that's going to make me, you know, lighten my spirit. You know, sometimes you do funk, and you do have to pull yourself out because, you know, there's nobody there that you can count on, or you don't want everything in your business. Because, you know, everybody can't receive how you feel. So it's kind of like you do have to encourage yourself. You have to go for a ride. If you have to go to the park, I like reading books. If I have to get in one of my books and just lose myself in the book, I mean, do something that you like. You need to put something on that's funny so you can laugh. Do something that can bring you out. Because, you know, the enemy is going to want to keep you depressed and in a funk and where he wants you to be. And then the longer you stay in that state, the easier it is for you to start drifting other things. So be in it, get out of it. Don't stay in it. So, but we all are going to go through something. Everybody, something we're all going to go. You're not exempt. The Bible never told us that we wouldn't go through anything, but we do have the Lord there. We got to make sure we keep that in the forefront of our minds. No matter what, he's going to always be there. And I know you like, okay, we know the scriptures. We don't need nobody telling us the scriptures. True, but make sure that you meditate on the scriptures somewhere throughout. Don't let the enemy have that whole day. So... I don't know.
Okay, well, I was you know, for the sake of being D&K, when you said that, and you know, I hate to throw stuff out there, but when you say, like, listening to upbeat music other than gospel music or spiritual music.
I'm going to listen to whatever I want to, so. I'm still saved when I get done listening to it. So, I mean, some people be like, you ain't supposed to be listening to that. Okay, pray for me. If I like it, I'm listening to it. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. It's funny because, you know, it's everybody is different, and everyone, you know, grew up differently and everything. And, you know, I'm just, you know, everyone is different. And then, you know, this is, to me, is just an opinion. Why the church is kind of messed up now, and just like we was talking about the wine, you know, and even when it comes to the music, you know, it comes to people doing what they want to do. And, you know, I'm not saying you and your music I have an issue with, but it's the when people say that they're going to do what they want to do and they're still saved, I have a problem with that. Because, you know, you can do what you want to do, but that might be, and when I say that, I'm not saying you and your music I'm just saying in general, when I hear people that are believers say that kind of stuff, they're going to do what they want to do and they're still saved. You know, that I guess they say that for the gay people. I guess they say that for the people that's on drugs. I guess they can say that for you know, people use that and they use it as a license to do what they want to do. Now, personally, when it comes to the music, I'm really like old school. I don't know a lot. I just listen to every Blue Moon, something will come on. It reminisces back to my school days, but it doesn't put me in a place of relaxation or anything like that. Now, there's some gospel music I can listen to, but this is me, and it's not you. But then there's some people who feel like, you know, for lunch, dinner, they should have a glass of wine. And then on the weekend, they can take a shot of hard liquor, and it's okay. And then you got some people that, you know, it's okay to play the numbers, but you got some people who gamble all the time. They don't just play the numbers. They do parlays and all this other stuff. And then, you know, you're in an environment of the world. And yet, I have a problem with that.
Okay, let me say something. So I understand you have a problem with that. You know what I have a problem with is that you have people that are super Christians, these church people, I don't do that. Oh, I don't do this, and I don't do that. But your heart is jacked up. So just because I don't see you doing this, I don't see you doing that, you abstaining from this, you abstaining from that, but your heart is wicked. Like you just doing all kind of dirt, but nobody can see that. So what? What about that? What is about that part? I mean, you can't see, so it's easy for you to say, well, because somebody drinks here or somebody does this there. I'm not sending nobody straight to hell, but if your lifestyle is matching up, that's one thing. But it's a lot of people out here, you can't see the sin. You can't see it. Like,
so
you can't physically say,
this,
I see it, but the Lord knows what's in people's hearts.
That's my point. And what I said very earlier, what I was saying, is people say that they're going to do this. They say it, and they put it out there, and then they do it. And then what you're saying is there's people who don't say nothing but still do it. What I'm saying is when you put it out there that this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm doing. You put it out there, I'm going to drink. I'm just not going to get drunk. You done already put it out there, so there ain't no sneaking, there ain't no hiding, you just doing it. Compared to a lot of people that I know that take a sip, take a puff, and don't nobody know about it. Now, there's really no difference, but then again, if you're going to go out and you're going to say, this is what I'm doing, and you make it a public
that you're going to do this, and this is how you're going to live. You're saying, this is how I'm living. You're showing everybody, this is what I'm doing. And quite frankly, the Bible says that, you know, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have. But if you're doing it willfully, is really all what I'm saying. And there's a lot of people that does things, you know, people shack up. People, you know, do drugs. People are people are alcoholic. They just do what they do. And they're doing everything to break all the commandments. That's their lifestyle. Some people do stuff in secret because maybe they're embarrassed about doing it. And maybe they are seeking help. So they don't want nobody to know. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, you have people that's like that. I don't consider them hypocrites, but just because they're hiding what they're doing. You can't hide from God. But, you know, back
so
in the day.
So why wouldn't they be considered a hypocrite?
Well, no, I'm not saying that you, I didn't even say you're a hypocrite.
I said, why wouldn't they be considered a hypocrite?
If they're doing something and they're doing it in the dark and they ain't in the light doing it, and they don't.
Why wouldn't they be considered a hypocrite?
Oh, I don't know if they would be. I don't know if you consider that a hypocrite or not. I don't know. I said me personally, if someone was doing something in the dark and I didn't know nothing about it, how can I call them a hypocrite? Maybe that's their weight. Maybe that's their sin. Maybe that's what they're working on between them and the Lord. And they may be feeling some type of way. They're convicted by it. You remember when funny people would never come out? You never seen them. You knew they existed, but they never came out. They was ashamed of it. But now that there's no shame in it, they all over the place, doing what they want to do, living the way they want to. There's a difference. There's a difference. And a lot of times when you're doing things that you don't want no one else you're doing, you're struggling with it. You're being convicted. And when you're being convicted, okay, you don't want no one to know about that. I'm not saying it's a license to do it. I'm just saying there's a difference compared to
but
someone
who's
out there.
Okay. Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
No, you sound like you got something you want to say. Go ahead.
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I guess it's irrelevant, so go ahead.
It really is, but, it, you know, sin is sin regardless. What I'm saying is when people hide it and they're not out front with it, you know, I knew a person that used to smoke cigarettes. Oh, they didn't smoke, but didn't no one know they smoked cigarettes. But they struggled. They tried to quit, couldn't quit, but didn't no one know that they smoked cigarettes. So compared, I'm just using that as an example. So if a lot of people knew that this person smoked cigarettes, they'd probably look at them a different way. I ain't say weed, I just said cigarettes. And they couldn't quit. They tried and tried, they couldn't. So what I'm saying is when you're dealing with a lot of people that I've come across, they'll deal with something in secret. And it's between them and God. And I believe that a lot of times they know what they're doing because they feel convicted because they are doing it in secret. Now, I'm not talking about stuff like cheating, doing it. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm just talking about other type of things that people do in the dark. And they don't want to come out to the light. Not, you know, I'm not trying to give everybody a license to do anything. I'm saying little stuff. Or stuff that they wouldn't be proud of.
Okay.
But I didn't hit the notion, and the light in my head is turning to yellow, and it's about to turn to red, so I'm going to stop. I'm going to turn it over to you. I thank everyone for who listened tonight. I'm going to have my wife close this out. And give all the announcements. Don't forget, we got Bible study tomorrow, 7 o'clock. And don't forget about Bible study tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And that's all I got for right now.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I'm asking that you all continue to lift up the Morgan family in prayer, not only the Morgan family, but all the members of that church and
Hoyt
and
Street,
that community.
Hoyt Street Church of God in Christ.
Hoyt Street Church of God in Christ in Warren, Ohio. So lift them up in your prayers, the members, his wife, his children, keep them lifted in prayer. And if you know somebody that's, you know, going through something, you know, send them an encouraging word. It doesn't take but a minute. Well, everybody knows how to text. So you can text, say, hey, just thinking about you, and just leave it at that. You know, let somebody know that you care. And find ways to encourage yourself. You know, I have a booklet that I just put like different types of scriptures for different types of situations. And sometimes I have to read through those scriptures because I need to. So find what works for you as far as encouraging yourself. And pray for my husband. He has a lot on his plate right now. And pray for his strength and that the Lord leads him and that he obeys the voice of the Lord before he obeys the voice of people. That's my prayer. I did have one scripture that I wanted to leave with you. I really like this scripture. It's Isaiah 41:10. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I really like that scripture. So find something that works for you. And thank y'all for listening. So I'm going to go ahead and close this out. Condolences to the Queen's family as well. I didn't want to not say that tonight. All right. Father God, thank you for allowing us to come together on tonight. We ask that you continue to just let your will be done in our lives. Times that we may not feel that we know the right path to take, we trust you with everything that we do. We ask that you just look over your people all across the globe, your children that are hurting, your children that are going through situations that they may not understand. They may not like the situations that they're in, but help us find something to be grateful for, something to be thankful for, because there's a lot of people who are in worse situations than we are, and we thank you for just having opportunities and thank you for a roof over our heads and clothes and shoes and, you know, the necessities of life. You know, we complain about a lot of things that's going on with the inflation and the food prices, gas prices. Thank you for giving us the means to be able to still go out and get what we need. So we don't want to take that lightly. And we appreciate everything that you do. As that you continue to keep our church family lifted up in prayer, PTC, pray for all the members of PTC. We lift up our pastor and our first lady before you and their family. Bless every family that's represented at PTC, former, past, and present. Lord, we honor you, we praise you, and we ask these things in your precious holy name. Everybody have a blessed week, and amen. Good night, everybody.